Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us here. Supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Airy.
It would be a little weird.
There it is.
Can we get some Airy coffee, though?
They put some air into it. It's like a whipped coffee.
Whipped. Right.
Let's be honest with ourselves here. A whipped coffee is a $1 million idea. If you could get like the texture of whipped cream, but it's coffee, you eat it with a spoon, people would.
Not to that extent, but coffee. I've had the hot chocolate and the white chocolate, hot chocolate, things like that. Yeah. They're pretty whippy.
Yeah, so they're whipped coffee.
No, a lot of whipped cream in there makes it, I mean, it definitely adds a little bit of an extra touch to it.
Like that.
Whipped.
Whip. Whipped.
Whipped.
Coffee. Coffee whip.
Ooh.
Say whip.
Whipped.
Now say coffee whip.
Coffee whipped.
Anyway.
Whipped coffee.
Coffee whip. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning, even if it's not whipped. Just go to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. They'll deliver it right to your door. You can put whipped cream in there all you want. Strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Pip Printing and Signs, that's the place to go. When you need solutions to get people in the front door of your business, and everybody's looking for those. And if you're a business owner and you're a Mississippi State fan, they have a deal you just can't pass up. They're going to make you a Bulldog Initiative business, and all you have to do is give your business to Pip Printing and Signs. You already spend money on printing, don't you? So why not switch it over to Pip Printing and Signs, get 30 years of experience dealing with businesses here in the state of Mississippi, working at your back, plus 10% of whatever business you do with Pip Printing and Signs goes directly to the Bulldog Initiative. All you have to do is say, hey, heard about you on Thunder and Lightning. Our friend Cam Baker will take care of you. Call him at 601-499-5216. I've said this before. Let me stress it again. That's his cell number. That's not the company's office number. You're not going to talk to a secretary. You're not going to talk to an administrative assistant. You're not going to talk to a salesman. You're going to talk to the owner of the company, and he's going to take care of you right from the jump, and he will get you going the right direction, everything you need to know. And then, like I said, just tell you, hey, heard about you on Thunder and Lightning, and they'll take care of the rest. So when you need printing, say it, Robbie.
Call Pip Pip today.
That's right. Good job. Good job.
See, I listen.
I know you do. I know you do. Sometimes you don't, but most of the time you do.
What?
Most of the time you do. I mean, there you go. That's all you needed to know. Right? More or less?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to drink my...
So you weren't listening.
My Sonic Cherry Limeade.
You didn't get the Oreo cheesecake?
No. My wife literally made an Oreo cheesecake today.
I can't ever get an Oreo cheesecake from your wife. It makes me upset.
That's not true. Didn't she make one for you? Okay.
Never did. So, by the way, I forget... Cam will just have to get mad at me. I'm pretty sure the other owner for Pip Printing and Signs, his name is John. I am almost positive I saw him in the front row at Double or Nothing. I told you he's a big wrestling guy.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive it was him. Swerve Strickland was like this close to him. And he has had his cell phone out, just like recording it.
He went to Las Vegas.
He goes to wrestling shows all over the country. He's a huge fan. So I need to find out if that was him or not.
Invite us next time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be happy to go to Las Vegas to watch Double or Nothing.
Yeah, I'd be happy to go anywhere to watch anything, to be totally honest with you.
Yeah, that's true.
College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for, and you are looking for. It's time to get new stuff. Enough of the old. Enough of walking into Davis Wade Stadium in that polo that you bought in 2014. I bought it when we were number one. Well, it's time to change it. If you're going to go to number one again, it's time to embrace a new attitude, and that's the state script, the new logos. That's what you need to be wearing to the games. So do it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant, the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Nope, not. Just put two reads together there, Robbie. Screwed that up completely. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant, that's the place to get the meal that you're looking for. If it's lunch, if it's dinner, it's Sunday brunch, you need to go to Restaurant Tyler to have the best meal in town. All of those meals are the best meal in town. Lunch is my place. Restaurant Tyler is my place for lunch. If I want to eat a great lunch here in Starkville, I know I can go to Restaurant Tyler, enjoy the blue plate, get the fried chicken, fried catfish, blackened. I like to get the blackened catfish a lot of times. A little insider trading here. They will let you get an extra piece of catfish. You just got to say, hey, I want an extra piece. It's not free. It's not free. But they'll give you an extra piece of catfish. You can have two catfish fillets with your sides and your cornbread, and you go back to the office, and it'll be a challenge the rest of the day to stay awake, but it'll be worth it. So head to Restaurant Tyler for the best meal in town every time at Restaurant Tyler. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi here to serve you. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. Let them show you all of the locations that are near you, but more importantly, let them show you the financial services available to you at Priority One Bank. Let them show you how Priority One Bank is going to work for your money, not make you work for your money. And not to have to answer, when you want to talk to somebody about your money, it's a phone call away. And it's not a 1-800 number. It's a 601 number. It's somebody on the other line. It's not a, please listen carefully as our options have changed. By the way, that's a lie. Their options have never changed. They've never changed. So they're always the same. Press 1 for this. Press 2 for that. Not at Priority 1. It's just, they call you. You call them and it's just, hello, this is so-and-so at Priority 1 Bank. Done. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Ever been to Charlottesville, Virginia? You probably
never been.
You didn't go in 13?
No.
Okay.
I watched that one from the house. I remember vividly that super regional.
Yeah.
The thing I remember most about the super regional is state was 5 outs away, I think,
mm-hmm.
and a thunderstorm hit, and they had to postpone the rest of the ball game to the next day.
That's right.
And it was just absolute, just, I mean, you're sitting there, like, can't sleep. You're 5 outs from Omaha, and you have to wait until the next day for that game to be finished. It was tough. But state played really, really well in that regional, super regional, and probably the best baseball they had played that year. I mean, they pitched it really well. They defended extremely well, had some big hits. I remember Adam Frazier was basically you couldn't get him out in that super regional. I think he had maybe 8 hits. It was crazy. Wes Ray hit an absolute bomb to left field.
Yeah,
Ross Mitchell was great.
Bomb is not doing that home run enough justice.
Had that been in this era of baseball, it mm-hmm. would have been hit 500 feet. I'm assured of it.
Yeah. If that ball had been hit at Duty Noble, it might have hit the Bryan Building.
Yeah. I mean, it was crushed. It was
crushed.
I forget. I think at the time I was writing for SB Nation.
Okay.
And I want to say – that's right, for him, the Cowboy Tolls. I want to say Crystal Method or somebody made a GIF – and the ball was broccoli.
Yeah.
And so they threw up there and was like, Wes Ray was knocking broccoli out of the yard. I don't know if that much GIF still exists.
If I had to guess.
You're right. Right.
So that's where Mississippi State will head this year, though. They are headed to the Charlottesville Regional, the national 12 seed, matched up obviously with the University of Virginia as the 1. And then St. John's will be the opening game for Mississippi State. And then the Penn Quakers will be the 4 seed in that region. Penn's an interesting team. You remember last year they were in the Auburn regional and beat Auburn in game 1. So a team that's kind of used to these big environments. St. John's, I know obviously Rick Pitino is a great coach. Beyond that, I don't know a whole lot about the Johnnies. But that's who Mississippi State will take on. You're already starting to see it. Should we hold Kyle Steven? No, you don't hold him in a 2-3. You hold him in a 1-4, not in a 2-3. So I expect it to be
get in the winner's bracket.
Below an Auger, try to get Mississippi State out of this regional. Paired with Fayetteville, that's kind of where that's been trending for State the past few weeks. When you thought that, you know, when State wasn't lined up to host and they were a 2-seed in other regionals, it seemed like they were always paired up with a Fayetteville regional. And then even sometimes when there was a Starkville regional on the projections, you were seeing it paired up with Fayetteville. So State got the bonus of not having to play Tennessee in the second round. They'll have a chance to play Arkansas, a team that they obviously lost a game to in a 3-game series, but we're in all three of those games. So that'll be interesting if it gets to this point. But you're just opening thoughts on it, Robbie. Excuse me, on this regional, Robbie. What do you think of State's chances to get out of it? Obviously, a lot of that has to do with what Dakota Jordan and Hunter Hines are going to do. But just your early thoughts on this regional and the teams in it.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. This is a really good host team. This is a team that the thing about Virginia is they've been here and done that. I mean, routinely, this is a team that's hosting regionals, going super regionals, going to Omaha. This is a program that under Brian O'Connor they've done it since he's been there a good bit. So this is not going to be something that you know, is new to them, takes them by surprise or whatever. So it's going to be tough, and they can really swing the bat. They're always well coached there at Virginia. And I hadn't even got to talking about, you know, some of the other teams here in St. John's who, you know, we talked to Chris Lamonis on Monday, and he spoke about how that's a team that he used to play a lot whenever they were in the Big East. So he knows a lot about St. John's and talked about how scrappy they were, you know, that New York state of mind, so to speak, a very hard-nosed team, scrappy. They're going to fight hard. I remember the first weekend of the series of the season, we were talking about, you know, some of the games around the country that weekend, and St. John's beat Florida. And we were thinking that might be a series that, you know, they could take against Florida. Mm-hmm. At the time, that was really impressive. So they're not going to be afraid of the competition. That's going to be a tough ball game. And just like you said, you have to throw Cal Steve in a game one. You can't take any chances. This isn't a 1-4 situation. It's up in the air when you're playing a 4-seed. I'm usually of the opinion of just going ahead and winning the ball game, unless that team is just, you know, swack or something like that. Right. And, you know, no offense to those people, but you can beat those guys with midweek pitching. That's not really the case here when you're facing a 3-seed that has already played SEC teams this year. Mm-hmm. I think they played Texas too this year, so I'm counting them too. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be, you know, shell-shocked by who they face. So you got to get that first game. It's a decent pitching staff as a whole for Mississippi State, maybe even good. The starting pitching is excellent for Mississippi State. When you take into account the relief pitching, it's a good pitching staff for Mississippi State. It's a better than average pitching staff. Mm-hmm. It's a much better pitching staff than 2017 and 18 that we saw come out of the loser's bracket. But I don't think it's at Mississippi State's best interest to come out of the loser's bracket. I think they need to get this first game and go from there. So I'm throwing Cal Steven against St. John's. Go ahead and throw your best. Try to get that win and go from there.
When we think about the bracket overall, I'm kind of surprised. First off, we learned that there really is no rhyme or reason to these projections, right? Or these brackets. You know, you see USM, one of the better 2 seeds available, they go to Tennessee, the number one overall seed. LSU, maybe the hottest team in the country, a top 25 RPI, they get to go to the number 4 seed, North Carolina. It doesn't make any sense. These guys should be getting much, you know, those 2 seeds should be on the other side of the bracket, in my opinion. Mississippi State, as in the 12 seed, it feels like they should be playing East Carolina, if we're being totally honest. I know that would match them up to Tennessee, and that's not what anybody really wanted out of this. But they should, I mean, at most, they should be in the 15 seeds bracket. The fact that they're in the 12 seeds bracket, I this is just going to be a thing I guess we're going to have to deal with every year, because you're never going to get a straight answer out of the NCAA and their committees and how they choose teams and all that. But it really is just a mess, all in all. It's just a mess how they pick these teams. And I'm not, you know, overly plussed about it. But at the same time, it's just ridiculous to watch these selection shows. And, they talk sometimes about regionality, right? They want to try to keep some teams. That's why Indiana State got screwed. They number top 10 RPI, and they're going to the number 2 seed, Kentucky. But at the same time, they send two schools from Louisiana to Corvallis. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I'm not ranting because of Mississippi State not hosting anymore. That's come and gone. But there is no rhyme or reason to how they select these things.
No, and we talked about it on Sunday night for the Monday pod. This one of the things that I mentioned was I don't think it's going to be a straight Mississippi State is the last, you know, two or the first two seed, right, or whatever, so they're going to be the 16 seed bracket. It's never that. I mean, if you look at years past, it's almost always about matchups in some form or fashion. And you'll see geographical matchups, you'll see interconference matchups in the super regionals, things like that. Is why I believe Mississippi State is in the Virginia bracket, that they match up with the Arkansas bracket, because this committee does not want to see 7, 8, 9 teams going to Omaha, or you can't have 9, but 7
right
teams or something from the SEC going to Omaha. This committee does not want to see that. They're trying to get as many SEC teams as possible eliminated. My problem is, and Chris Lamonis brought it up, the reasoning that the commissioner gave on Monday as to why certain teams got a hosting spot over others. And it's one of the things that Lamonis kind of ranted on Monday when he talked to us, is, you know, the things that he said, the things that he mentioned were reasons why certain teams didn't get a spot as a regional host didn't apply to Mississippi State. They didn't. I mean, the state didn't fall into that category. So it really made no sense. And that's kind of my issue with the whole thing, is the hosting discussion, the way that they're selecting these teams, there is no benchmark. We can't figure out exactly the reasoning why some of these teams are getting selected.
Yeah.
If it's RPI, say it's RPI.
Well, and then you described it where it's like we take all these metrics and we try to bring them together. No. You have the metrics, and you're like, all right, this team is better here, 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 and here, so they're better. You can't put them all together and then spit out a new number.
No.
You know, it's what they call, like, torturing the data, right? You can just manipulate the data to the point. It's going to give you the answer you want at some point if you just keep taking here and adding here. Do I think the committee did a good job? No, I don't. Mm-mm. But at the same time, but this is one of my favorite things. Two things can be true at once. Did the committee do a good job? No. Did Mississippi State give them the opportunity to do a bad job? Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's why I don't understand. Why can't we have that conversation, Brian? Why can't we say that
there is
Mississippi
no nuance, State, Robbie?
There is no there nuance. Is no
two things are true. It's either black and white. There's no gray. Every time.
I tweeted on Sunday night, Mississippi State did not do enough to basically end this conversation with the committee. But Mississippi State should be hosting over East Carolina. And people come in there, well, you're taking a dig at the team. You're doing – why can't we just say both things? Why can't I not say that Mississippi State didn't take care of business when they didn't take care of business, but also this is a screwy job of the committee? It's okay to say both things. It's not being negative.
Yeah.
It's not taking a dig at the team. It's just saying the reality of the situation. Had Mississippi State taken care of business, we're not having this conversation. I think it's okay to say. But I just want to know what the criteria is to host. We were told by Kendall Rogers and company, it's RPI. Mississippi State's RPI is too low. Well, how did the 31 RPI get a hosting spot? East Carolina didn't have a hosting RPI.
Right.
22 is pretty high for most teams most years. So it wasn't RPI. RPI was not as big a factor
right.
as people thought it was going to be. Is it conference championships? I think it's kind of ridiculous that Georgia is a national seed over Mississippi State being a host. They're that much. Their resume is that much better than Mississippi State. I don't believe that. I know we talked about their non-conference, the work they did there. They only lost one game, and their RPI was 6, I think. State beat them in a series and had the same amount of SEC wins overall. Actually, had 3 more conference wins. I think they went 1-and-done in the conference.
They were 1-and-done. State, of course, had the Governor's Cup and then 2 wins in the conference tournament.
Yeah. So to me, State's resume outside the RPI was just as good as Georgia's.
What people need to understand, and I think sports would be a lot more enjoyable for all of us if we just do that, is that people in power are going to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And I got to say this, and I thought that Michael Borky, God bless him, made a good point today. He was talking about, you know, a lot of people.
God bless him.
I know, right?
Bless his heart.
Yeah. So, you know, how a lot of people are making the whole, oh, why would they do that when Mississippi State holds 15,000 and their stadium holds 2,000? Don't they care about money? That's fine. But are you going to keep that same energy in football when it's between Mississippi State and Penn State for a hosting spot in the college football playoff? And it's 65,000 versus 100,000. Are you going to keep the same energy? You are not. So the people in power are going to make whatever decisions they want. Cheer for your team. The other thing that gets me, this is something that I've seen a lot of, and I don't know where it's coming from, is the whole, this is not how we grow the game. The NCAA baseball committee for the tournament is not about growing the game. They're about seeding the tournament. They care less about, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, how many games am I going to watch next weekend other than Mississippi State? I will answer that question for you. Less than 2. I might tune in and watch a little bit of USM. If LSU is on, I might watch a minute or two of that. But this idea that I'm, you know, that the average non-college baseball fan is going to come across the NCAA tournament and go, wow, that's all. And they're going to be turned off by the fact that it's at a small stadium as opposed to it being at Duty Noble Field. Where did this idea that growing the game was part of the mission statement of this committee come from?
If you want to grow the game, put the games on ESPN.
Yeah.
Don't put them on ESPN Plus.
Yeah. That would do.
If they really care.
That would. You really want to grow the game, Robbie? Put them on ABC.
Yeah. If you want to grow the game, put them on channels that people can access.
Yeah.
Because it's like an act of God to get to some of these games.
Yeah.
But the biggest issue I have is just like it's the basically the handshake agreements, and it's affected Mississippi State positively in the past. Let's be honest.
Oh yeah,
I think that State was fairly lucky to get a national seed in 2021. I remember a lot of people wanting Notre Dame to get a national seed over Mississippi State, and it was the opposite. So State has benefited from that. Mm-hmm. So I'm not speaking just on recency bias here. But the handshake agreements, like the political aspect of it, is what's crazy. Is like those people are in charge of basically some of these team seasons. And that's kind of it's not being done the right way, in my opinion. I don't think they're selecting the best teams, the teams with the best resumes. I think they're selecting teams based on you scratching my back and I'll scratch yours.
Well,
that's what we're seeing right now.
That's what this country is based on, my friend.
It is.
More on Gallo. Like,
don't bring that into sports, please.
I mean, you're too late for that, my friend. It is money rules everything and favors and everything else. You know, it's all about that. Yeah, I have no disillusions of anything other than that in college athletics. It's all about what can you do for me. So.
But at least we know now that what to expect next year.
Right.
Next year, we're going to look at the committee, mm-hmm. and we're going to say, I don't know, East Carolina's on the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting in.
Yeah.
East Carolina's AD's on there. They're getting in. Florida's on the bubble.
They're getting
Florida's on the bubble for national seed. They're in. National
Florida,
seed.
By the way, that's the biggest travesty in this whole thing, is Florida being in. They're a game above 500, and they're in.
Scott Strickland.
Yeah. But at the same time, I don't think something else we know. Mississippi State next year, we get to this week, and Mississippi State doesn't have an RPI in the top 14, and they have some losses they shouldn't have on the back end of that schedule, they're going to be in trouble. You know, but if you're a top 10 RPI and you handled your business in the non-conference and you win 16, 17, 18 conference games, you're going to host. And it's just that simple. So
here's one thing I'll say, though. I do think that it feels like the way that this worked out as far as the pairings, and I'm not saying State got an easy draw by any means, because I think Virginia is a great team, and that's going to be a tough regional to come out of. But would you rather be hosting this week and be paired with number one Tennessee, or in the situation that you're in? I think I would rather be hosting, but I would rather play Arkansas than Tennessee, I think.
I would rather play Arkansas than Tennessee. Although State's one game against Tennessee with its fourth pitcher, they lost by one, and they had a lead.
That's true. That's true.
So this is one thing.
They've lost eight straight games against Tennessee.
But, I mean, what's the record against Arkansas under Lamonis? They've won twice in five
years. It's not great. Either one's not great. I think Kentucky actually would be a good
– Kentucky's the best option there. Here's what I would say to you, Robbie, is I would rather be hosting and then go play Tennessee. Because you're on the road either way, so that's kind of irrelevant. You've had as much success with Arkansas and Tennessee. It's about the same. And quite honestly, you know, Tennessee being the number one overall seed, when's the last time things have gone well for the number one overall seed? It's been a while. So
I would
take my chances. I would rather host and have that great weekend and take my chances against Tennessee than not get to host. And then you're probably, you know, you play two weekends straight on the road. I would rather host. That's just me.
But East Carolina, I think, I do think that was definitely a, like, all right, you're hosting, but you're going to play one of the better two seeds, and you're going to have to go to the number one team if you win your region. Because Wake Forest, while they're not anywhere near what they were last year,
still a good team.
It's still a really good team. They got one of the best pitching coaches in the country. They got one of the best pitchers in the country. That's a team that had, you know, there were some metrics that had them in the hosting position. Their coach
was hosting until they got swept by NC State.
So, you know, that's a really tough matchup.
I heard a very interesting rumor about Wake Forest's coach. I'll have to tell you after the show. I have to leave that between the two of us, so it's good stuff.
Oh,
it's juicy.
Okay.
Juicy.
Ooh.
Oh. Ooh. Let's also do an SEC preview before we get out of here. Let's move into that. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you are cooking out this weekend, and I certainly hope you are while you're watching the dogs, make sure that beef is on the grill. Nothing beats a great – man, you're watching baseball, you got steak, you got burgers, you got brisket. That's just how it's supposed to be, guys. And beef is so versatile. You can do so many great things with it. You want to make tacos, you want to make sandwiches. You know, Philly cheesesteaks on the grill, Italian beef on the grill. Or, hey, maybe you just want to, you know, do up some pasta, man. Beef, always great in that. There's just so many great options when it comes to beef. So I want you to go out there this weekend, buy some beef, put it on the grill, watch some Bulldog baseball. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. Guys, every time somebody's coming to Starkville, I always tell them the same thing. Make sure you go to Two Brothers. The food is fantastic there. Get some tacos. Get some smoked wings. Get a prime rib sandwich. You're going to be happy when you do. And speaking of sandwiches, don't forget to check out the new restaurant. It opens today in Starkville for lunch, 11 a.m. The Older Brother and the old Two Brothers location on Rue de Grand Fromage. Go enjoy some really good sandwiches. I had a croque monsieur, Robbie. Croque monsieur. It's like it's a sandwich. First off, that is the most perfectly toasted bread I've ever had in my life. I mean, it was beautiful with a layer of just like this thick of delicious ham and then cheese and then another bread. And then they put a cheese sauce over the top of the bread and then toast it, like brulee it. Oh, it was good.
And I'm going to have to wait until I get back from Charlottesville, but I am there next week.
And their French fries, speaking of the Mississippi Beef Council, French fries are fried in beef tallow.
Oh.
I mean, they were the crunchiest, crispiest French fries I've ever had in my life. Delicious. Really, really good. So check out the Older Brother. Check out Two Brothers, the home of smoked Southern soul food. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems, and they've been doing that now for 49 years. When you need technology for your business, give them a call. If you need a new copier, a new printer, new computers, new laptops, whatever it is. Then if something goes wrong, it's not, again, it's not a 1-800 number. It's not a, your business is valuable to us. It's just a, hello, Advantage Business Systems. Oh, hey, how are you? Oh, yeah, we can get somebody out there today to take care of that for you. That sounds like a pretty good deal to me. I would rather do that than be on the phone for 30 minutes with a call center trying to set up an appointment with some guy from out of state who'll be there maybe the middle of next week. Just call me crazy. That's how I would like to do business. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Also, I got to go back to the older brother real quick. Their burger is like a blend of not only beef, but bacon and pork belly.
Oh.
It's like, it's
Did you have that?
Aislinn had that, my daughter, and she said it was fantastic. And you know her, you know she's a picky eater.
She is.
She said it was really, really good.
Yummy.
There you go. Before you head to the game, you've got to go to Maroon & Co. Guys, Father's Day is just around the corner. If you haven't bought Dad that incredible new MSU polo that he is asking for, and I know that he is, then you need to head to Maroon & Co. Shop online. You can always do that. And use the promo code THUNDER15. Dad appreciates savings. Thunder 15 gets you 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. It's a great, great, unique selection of MSU gear, including the Bulldog Initiative stuff. So if Dad wants to dress in the same polos that Coach Levy and Coach Jans are wearing, here's his chance with Maroon & Co. Before you go to the game, you've got to go to Maroon & Co. All right, week three of our SEC previews. Get to one of the more interesting teams in the Southeastern Conference. Our old friend Hugh Freeze and the Auburn Tigers. Let me look here real quick, Robbie. Let's just make sure about it's New Mexico. It's not New Mexico State. All right, they got a chance.
Their eyes were twitching.
When I saw they were playing New Mexico, I was like, wait a minute. And then I remember. All right. I think
Auburn switched it up this year.
Yeah. I think Auburn's going to get off to a fast start, Robbie. They start off with Alabama A&M. They get Cal at home. They have that game in New Mexico. And then they host Arkansas. I think they have a really legit chance to be 4-0 in that situation.
Yeah. The thing with them is they've significantly upgraded their wide receiver talent.
Yeah.
They got some good skill position players.
Go ahead and Portnoy.
But the quarterback thing is like the giant elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And could he turn out to be, Joe Burrow? Maybe. I don't know. I wasn't impressed with Joe Burrow his first year, so we'll see. But I just don't foresee this being like a major step forward for them, but I certainly think that they can win their first four games.
Yeah. Last year was tough. They had to grind that one out, but I think they can get that win.
But they couldn't score.
They couldn't score, but defensively maybe they can do enough. So 4-0. Then they bring in Oklahoma. Now, I'm not super
this
high.
This stretch is brutal.
Yeah, I'm not super. Oh, Auburn has I'm not super high on Oklahoma, but I think they're more talented than Auburn. So I'm going to give the Sooners the win there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that place is tough. This is a very difficult place to play.
Let me look at the schedule here, Robbie. So that's Georgia, Alabama. So that's going to be a night game on the ABC. Almost guaranteed.
On the same day, September 28th.
Yeah. State Kentucky is that day. That reeks. I'm sorry, State
6:30.
State's at Texas. That'll be 11 a.m. That'll roll right out of game day. That'll be the first, because that's the first ever SEC game for Texas. Ole Miss hosts Kentucky that day. That's your 2:30 game, probably. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Texas A&M is also that day. Oh, not Texas, Texas A&M. I'm sorry. Arkansas, Texas A&M. So that's usually.
How many times in a row has Ole Miss played Kentucky at home?
It's just two. It's just twice. It's like State going to Georgia. It's just tradition at this point.
Yeah.
I think that'll be a night game. That'll be the ESPN like 5 o'clock kickoff at Auburn. So that is that's a tricky matchup for as far as atmosphere goes. I still like this.
Yeah.
All right. Then Auburn goes to Georgia. That's a loss.
Yes.
Then they have a bye week. And then so this is the 3-game stretch. At Georgia, bye week. At Missouri, loss. I say loss.
Yeah. Slice.
Then at Kentucky.
And not
I think that's a loss.
That's a tough place to play, too.
Kentucky is people who have not been there, that is a sneaky, tough place to play.
Yeah.
Like, it's tough to beat Kentucky. I'm going to say loss.
Yep.
So now you're sitting, you were 4-0, now you're 4-4.
Mm-hmm.
You get Vanderbilt at home. That's a win.
Yep.
Then you have your other off week. You have ULM at home. That's a win. Here's where, so when I was doing this schedule, Robbie, I was like, there's going to be upsets, right? There always are. So try to predict a couple. This is one that I predicted. I say Auburn beats Texas A&M at home.
Yeah, at home. Texas A&M is soft culture.
Mm-hmm.
I could.
Ooh, look at you.
What?
I mean, they got a new coach in there. Maybe he's going to toughen them up a little bit.
No, it doesn't really matter who their coach is right now.
So this is where if we had like a media department, I would create a graphic that has Texas A&M, like somebody getting sacked or getting tackled. Robbie Falk, yeah. Texas A&M, soft culture.
Soft culture.
Tweet that out and then just walk away, brother. Turn the notifications off.
Until they get rid of the milkmen cheerleaders.
Well, that's never going to
happen. It is what it is. And then like they're all the weird stuff that they do.
A&M.
They're going to have to cancel culture their whole like fan.
The whole everything they've got.
Yeah, the cult thing they do is going to have to be the cancel culture.
I like that. So, A&M fans, if you're listening, I'm actually pretty high on your team when we get there. So, don't feel too bad. And then in the Iron Bowl at Alabama, they never win. It's never even close in Tuscaloosa. That's 7-5.
Oof.
Now, you say oof. All right, this team was bereft of talent 2 years ago. Back-to-back bowls. They this year in the conference, they would have won what? 3 games or 3-5 in the conference. They won all their non-conference. Chance to win 8 at the bowl game. A normal fan base would say, okay, we're moving in the right direction. Auburn won't, though, will they?
No.
No, they'll be just ready for him to go at that point.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like they did go to a bowl last year, and I remember you and I talking about them like preseason like this and saying if they go to a bowl game, their fan base should be happy about it. It's a step forward.
But they weren't.
You know, be patient. No, they weren't because they lost their last 3 games.
Mm-hmm.
They blew the game against Alabama. They had that game won, blew that, and then got killed in the bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the patience there is not going to be well drawn out, I don't think, with this fan base. They're competing with Alabama. Nick Saban's now gone, so they think that they can compete even more. So their expectations are fairly high. I mean, this is a team that's won, you know, a national championship in the last 15 years or whatever.
Yeah.
So their expectations are pretty high. Back-to-back seasons, 3 straight seasons, I guess, of 7 wins or less.
Four
straight.
Both seasons with Harsin, they were under 7 wins, right?
That's not great, Bob.
Well, then the year before that is Muschamp's last, not Muschamp, Malzahn's last year. That wasn't a 7-win team in the COVID year.
No, they fired him after beating Mississippi State. Oh. They won 6 games.
Hold on.
They were 6-5.
So we're at 5 straight years. They've won 6, 7 or fewer, right?
Yeah.
What did they do in 2019? They were 9-4. Okay.
That was during that time frame. Was like Gus Malzahn would win 6 or 7 games, and he'd win 9 or 10.
Well, and they always lost at least 4. They would find a way to be 10-4 somehow. 9-4 somehow. So yeah. Next week is the Florida Gators, Robbie. I'm just gonna go ahead and tell you. No chance. They are not going to be good. I refuse to believe it. You'll see next week what I'm saying. Don't be surprised. I'm Josh Robinson over here. Don't be surprised when you hear my prediction for the Florida Gators next week. All right. Tomorrow show is the Rumblings, which means you need to ask us some questions. So please do that now. Robbie, if you please send off the great tweet that you always do, and we will get to that tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday, guys. Back with you on Wednesday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Yo, here comes trouble. I'm not gonna listen to anybody. Tell me.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.